course, especially poignant, right, after the last year, as we've all seen and all felt, you know, the need to go out into public spaces and to be out in nature, whether it was to combat stress or to safely, you know, maybe see a friend from far away. So people have really, really turned to parks. We've continued to serve meals and find ways, you know, to help kids and families have, you know, safe and healthy activities in the midst of all this. For reference, the parks capital improvement budget every year is about $4.6 million. So this infusion will allow us to do, you know, a few projects around the city that many people long before me have been dreaming about doing for a very long time.
These are long time coming plans. What does it mean to be able to have the money to really, you know, make sure that there is park equity now?
We're hitting four of the 212 parks, and they are parks that have long visionary plans attached to them for the most part. And, you know, what we tell communities when we do these plans is, you know, they don't come with a checkbook, right? But we certainly often hope that, you know, we'll find resources. Grassy Creek in particular is going to be getting more attention. It's a regional park. It's a huge, beautiful property. Boardwalks, wetlands, walking trails. We'll be getting out and talking to community members once the funding comes through. We're excited to reengage out of Grassy Creek for sure.
And, you know, some of these parks, like you mentioned, Grassy Creek, are in, you know, neighborhoods that have experienced a lot of disinvestment over the years in our city. You know, Frederick Douglass Park, $20 million coming to that park. To see that type of investment now more than ever, when we're hoping to invest in neighborhoods that really need it.
Yeah, there were lots of tears shed when we announced that we were able to build the new family center at Frederick Douglass Park. Frederick Douglass has a long history. It's very active, amazing space, but also a place, you know, that is the embodiment of segregation in our city. You know, it was the African-American park at one point, and the park is actually celebrating its 100th anniversary this July. The community there has longed for and supported the idea of a new family center for a very, very long time.
And another park receiving $11 million. That's the Riverside Park. Beautiful, large green spaces that have so much potential. I mean, it sounds pretty exciting, some of the things that may be happening there.
Yeah, Riverside Regional Park is just a gift. You know, when you think about that amount of green space along the river, that close to the center of the city, surrounded by neighbors who love their park. A lot of folks, I think, are familiar with the Riverside Regional Park Master Plan and worked with the community to create a really lofty plan in a space much larger than Central Park. This $11 million will allow us to take some steps to implement more pieces of the master plan.
Because people really do need parks. Everyone needs access to a park and should have access in their city. You know, looking forward with this investment, what would you like people to know?
You know, I think I would say that $40+ million sounds like a lot of money, and it is an incredible amount of money for us. But my hope is that it spurs perhaps more investment and more engagement, right? So, you know, we can't do this alone as a city, as a parks department. I'm hopeful that as, you know, philanthropic organizations, you know, donors around the city see that the city is investing so much in these important spaces, that maybe other folks would step up and try and do the same. The gratitude I feel is immense. And it's been a joy to get to tell community members that we're able to do this.
Thanks so much for taking time today.
Thank you.